Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary, everyday life experiences that we all encounter and how to use those moments to turn them into momentum for your life and drive positive change going forward. This week, I want to talk about what I do when I just don't feel like it anymore. You know, those days when you wake up and maybe nothing bad has happened, maybe nothing good has happened, but you just feel caught in the cyclone of what am I doing here and why should I keep on caring and keep on trying as hard as I have? And sometimes it can be real easy when you're having those days when you wake up and you feel that way to just stay there and let that sense in your mind take over everything else that you're doing, and it makes you stay stuck for longer. So I want to talk about the things that I do and the things that I've had to do through my life, and especially, you know, in those times when you feel like you're not making progress in the way that you want to, and how I've been able to drive opportunities for success out of those moments. All right, so I want you to picture it with me now. You wake up, it's a cloudy day. You can hear the rain dropping on the street outside or on your window panes. You roll over and you look at your clock or at your phone. You see what time it is and you see, okay, I got about 15 more minutes before I really need to get up. But man, I have been applying for jobs every day for the last 3 months and I haven't gotten a good interview for the last 2 months. And I feel like I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been unemployed for a while now and I've revised my resume 15 different times, and I've submitted it to every company that sounds like they might do anything that I could even say the word, let alone know anything about what's going on at the business, and I just don't know what I'm going to do anymore. You know what? Maybe I will just stay here in bed for a while, because what difference does it make if I get up and get going anyway? Or maybe you wake up in the morning and you're just feeling exhausted because you've been taking classes at night trying to figure out a way to get ahead at something in your life, and you've been taking night classes and doing homework, and then you wake up in the morning and you take care of whatever you need to take care of with your family, and then you go to a job that maybe you don't love that much and you spend 8 or 10 hours doing that, and then you get caught in traffic commuting home. And you get home and you make your dinner and you go through your night, and then you realize, God, I've still got to do another 3 hours of work on this homework assignment that I'm trying to get done. And you go and you grind that out, and then you wake up the next morning and it just feels like a cycle that you're caught in, and it doesn't feel like it's going to get any better. And you're working as hard as you can, and maybe your grades aren't where you want them to be. And you just think about your day, and all you want to do is just put on that face that goes along with all those emotions, and you want to glare at everybody who you walk by, or stay in bed for a little bit longer, or maybe get short with people at work, and all that you can think about is, this is never going to stop for me. I don't know why I'm going to keep trying with this. Or maybe everything's really been going pretty good. You have a decent job where you make a decent living, and you have a decent home life where things carry on without much friction or problem on a day-to-day basis, and you just can't figure out what comes next and why you feel dissatisfied or not fully satisfied with what you're doing, and you just kind of feel down. You just feel a little slow, a little glum about whatever's going on in your life, and you know that there's nothing wrong about it. You almost feel a little guilty for not enjoying things as much as you know that you should. And you're just trying to figure out, man, I wish that I could just be a little bit happier, move forward a little bit faster, and just figure out what in the world is going to happen next. But some days, you just don't feel like it. you want to stay in bed and not fill out some more job applications or submit resumes to new positions. You want to skip the homework assignment and take out your frustrations on somebody else because of whatever you have going on in your life. Or sometimes you just want things to change and don't know how they can and feel like you're stuck in a repeating cycle that doesn't feel like it has an end to it. And when you're in those moments in time, those windows where everything feels like it's just a little stale and stuck and you're tired of it and that you don't know what to do and it gets really challenging to do anything that feels like it could be positive or to change your mindset. And that's the times that I want to talk about today, where I know that I've certainly spent my fair share of time and probably let myself stay there longer than I ever needed to. And I want to talk about some of the approaches, some of the things that I've been able to work into my life to break out of those mindsets faster and get back to really living life in the way that I know that it should be lived and enjoy it in the way that I know that I want to enjoy my life experience. So the first step that I take when I feel just kind of down and stuck and slow a little bit is that I take a minute and I stop and I just accept that that's how I feel. We spend so much time trying to avoid the feelings and the emotions that we have and trying to convince ourselves that everything's okay and no, it doesn't matter. This isn't a big deal, right? It's not a big deal maybe to somebody else. It's not a big deal compared to the grander scheme of life. But right then, when you're going through that thing or you have that mindset or you're struggling to get through something, in that moment, it sure matters to you and it sure matters to the quality of your life. And so taking the time to just recognize that this is how I feel. I feel frustrated. I feel mad. I feel stuck. I feel whatever it is that I feel. And that's okay. And you know why I feel that way? I feel that way because I'm tired. I've been working hard. I've been pushing on things and haven't been making any progress. I feel like traction's been stuck and I don't know what to do about it. All of those things are really reasonable, good, rational reasons to feel certain emotions or to feel stuck or feel trapped. And that is the first thing that I do is I recognize that I'm not just failing at something. I'm not just in a place where I'm out of control and I need to just find a way to make it okay, that I need to just keep on pushing. If I grind long enough, eventually I'll get through this. And well, yeah, that's probably true. Eventually, if you keep grinding, you'll get through whatever the thing is. And that's a way to approach it. And it's an effective way, but I find that it leaves me trying to hide from or bury down deep somewhere the emotions and the feelings that I have, and it takes me longer to get through them. It takes me longer to get past them. So the first thing that I do is I take some time and I just recognize what I'm going through, and I think about why I feel that way. And I feel tired because I feel unmotivated because I've been working on this thing and I haven't been making any progress and I don't know what to do about it. And that makes me feel frustrated because, and whatever those because words are, you know, there's a ton of reasons why you might feel those ways. And however you follow that up, you know, that's okay. It's really okay to be in a point where you just feel something less than perfect. And addressing those things is the first step that I take when I get in those mindsets and when I start to feel those thoughts and emotions in my mind. And once I get through that recognition of why I feel that way and what I'm doing, then I can use that insight to focus my attention on what I need to do in order to overcome those feelings in my mind, to work past whatever those emotions are, and to get to a point where I'm getting good traction on whatever it is that makes me feel stuck in that moment. And simply by evaluating how I feel and what the situation is and taking time with myself to recognize that it's okay to not have every answer and it's okay to be trying to work through things over time. It's okay to be tired and frustrated and annoyed and off-put and stuck and all of those things that we all feel at different points in our life. It's totally okay to have those feelings And now I have clarity and I have focus on what the real things are that are frustrating me and that I feel like I want to make a change from. And now I have that clarity and that insight into what's going on in my life. And I've taken the time to stop for just a few moments and evaluate what's going on and why I might feel a certain way, and just sat with myself and recognized that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. And now I can really turn all of my energy, instead of using energy to hide those things from the rest of the world or to try and make up for issues that I've encountered or whatever, now I can take all of my energy and I can focus on what those issues are and the steps that I can take to improve them. And the first thing that I use as an improvement step is I talk to myself and I tell myself that, Mike, you are in control of the way that you feel about this. There may be things that are outside of my control in what's actually happening in my circumstance. There may be things that are outside of my control in looking for that new job or in getting that promotion or in finishing my school, whatever those things are. There are certainly things that I can't control there, but I can always control my mindset and how I feel about things and what I'm going to do to work to change those things. And I had a football coach in college, and he always used to say, you don't have great days, you make great days. And if you're waiting around to have a good day, then you're going to end up waiting for a really long time when the real thing that you need to do is just choose to do something today that will make today great. And yeah, that's a little bit of an oversimplification of what goes on in our minds and in the world. But there's also a lot of truth to that. I don't have to wait until everything lines up perfectly and for every box to be checked and it to be a beautiful sunny day with a light breeze and everything to be going well in order to have a great day, because I get to choose to do something today that will make it a better experience, that will make today a great opportunity for me, that will make a great experience in my life. And it won't be every single thing every single day, but there's an opportunity every single day to do something that makes it a really great experience. And sometimes it just is a matter of stopping for 5 minutes, do a quick meditation, read a book that's interesting to you, do something that brings you joy and excitement, and then focus on what that thing was that you have the opportunity every single day to stop and do something that makes you feel really good about what's going on in your life, and taking that opportunity and using the time that we have to do something that drives those feelings, that makes today great, is the next thing that I do when I'm trying to work through these feelings in my mind and these thoughts. Is I try to find ways to do something that makes today great. And often that just means taking a few minutes and spending some time with gratitude. I'm healthy. I'm in a good relationship. I have good food that I can eat. I can walk. I can sit. I can see. I can hear what's going on around me. There's a thousand things that we have the opportunity to be grateful for that so often we overlook in our day-to-day life. And so in those times when it's feeling like you're a little bit down and when you're not sure what to do next and how to make progress and how to move on, taking the time to stop and assess that there is so much good out there. There's so much good in your life, even when it doesn't feel like there is, that if you look hard enough, I can nearly guarantee you that there's something that you can find that will make it, if you take the time to evaluate it and look at it the right way, that will make you realize that there's something great about today. And using that change in approach and in mindset to change the way that you look at everything else that's going on in your life, and use that to drive momentum and do something to make today great. And as you're working on changing that mindset and looking at the world through a different lens or changing your perspective on what's going on, that provides an opportunity to just start building those habits in your life of building a mindset around positivity and focusing on what's good and what you have that's going for you in your life, instead of just looking at these are the negative things. These are the things that aren't working out. These are the things that I wish were different. These are all of the things that haven't turned out the way that I wanted them to. And changing the mindset to start focusing on the positive things and then using that in the situation and expanding it to look at the things that you do have going on that are good in your life, that are the things that you've wanted to do, that will help you focus on what the skills and value add and the things that make you uniquely you, because there's nobody else who's me and there's nobody else who's you out there. And to be able to start focusing on the truly positive things in our lives, where I can start to say things to myself that will drive my actions forward, that I can start saying things like, I have the opportunity to be more successful today than I was yesterday. I have the opportunity to change these habits and these behaviors that I haven't liked in my life and have led to suboptimal results. I can continue to resubmit my resume to new jobs. I will look for opportunities with a new mindset and a bright outlook that will help me to find better opportunities for myself. I will focus on my schoolwork because I know that it's to provide better for my family and to take next steps in my career and in my life and to accomplish something that I've always wanted to accomplish. And once you start taking that mindset and looking for ways to do things better and finding the good in our mind and in our life and using that gratitude mindset to drive behaviors that we are taking, it can suddenly make the possibilities seem endless. And the last step that I take in these situations when I'm feeling down, feeling stuck, feeling trapped is, now that I have a better mindset, I have a better attitude, I've taken time to realize that I feel a certain way and why I feel a certain way, and I've told myself that it's okay to feel that way, and now I've looked at what opportunities I have to change my mindset about it to say, okay, I feel this way, but I know that I don't want to. I know that this isn't where I want to end up, so I'm going to do something today in my mindset, in my outlook, to find something positive and to make something great out of today and out of my life by doing something that will drive to good. Now I can take the opportunity with that new fresh mindset to look for what is the next action step that I can do that will drive to a better outcome. It doesn't have to be the last, ultimate, final action step that will get me everything that I want, but it has to be an action step that will drive me towards what I want. And with that new clarity and with that focus and that positive outlook and the mindset of I can figure out a way to accomplish all of these things that I need to do, now I can take an action step. I can take one step, one action, do one thing, and not worry as much about the outcome of it and not feel down or stuck or trapped if it takes some time to come to fruition. Or if it doesn't work out in the way that I think that it's going to, that's fine, because that's not what I can control. That's not something that I can do anything about. What I can do something about is I can have a great mindset when I go into opportunities, and I can have a really focused action step on what's one thing that I can do today. How can I use this positive mindset and turn it into something that gives me momentum towards something forward? And I can take one step that's measurable and it's actionable and it's oftentimes simple, that I don't need to have it all figured out. If I want to lose some weight, I don't have to have 6 months of meal plans and a gym schedule and a personal trainer and everything else going at the same time. All that I need to do is make a decision today. And if I make a decision today, then I can make another decision tomorrow. And it all comes down to just taking those simple actions towards the thing that you want to accomplish. And that's how I view things when I set those goals for myself. I don't try to set a goal for I'm going to go to the gym 3 times this week, and then if I don't, then I feel bad again and I feel stuck and I feel trapped and I do all of those things. I set goals of I want to have a healthy body that will allow me the opportunity to live a long and fruitful life. And I'm going to take an action today in order to let me do that. I need to find a new job. I want to have a career or a job opportunity that allows me to do something that's interesting and engaging and make a difference in the world. So I'm going to take an action today that will allow me to get a little bit closer to that. Maybe that is take a look through my resume through a different set of eyes with a different mindset, or to submit to a different set of job opportunities because now I have a different perspective on what it is that I'm trying to accomplish. Instead of focusing on what I don't have and what I haven't been able to accomplish, now I have a mindset that allows me to stay focused on what I want and what I'm going to accomplish, and to make small, measurable, specific goals that allow me to get closer to that goal without having to worry about, did I accomplish this? Did I not accomplish this? And getting trapped in another negative mindset that's going to keep me stuck for an even longer time. So that's what I do when I feel down, when I feel stuck, when I feel trapped. It's worked great for me, and I hope that you found something useful or helpful in there to help you work through anything that you feel stuck in or that you're going through in your life. That first, it's okay to feel how it is that you feel. Embrace that emotion. Embrace yourself. Learn to appreciate who you are and what you're going through. And then make a decision to make something great out of today. Do something. Change your mindset. Look at the world through a mindset of gratitude and opportunity, and try to find something good in what it is that you're going through, what it is that you have to offer, and what you bring to the table. And then the last thing is use that new mindset, use that new outlook to take an action that will drive you just a little bit closer to what it is that you want to accomplish, and you will be shocked at how far those small steps will take you as long as you keep taking them. Thanks for listening today. I appreciate you checking out my podcast. If you liked what you heard here, interested in learning more about me and anything else that I've got going on in my life, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Have a great day and go out there and make something great.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.